If you'll take your Bible tonight, I want to share a portion of scripture that I shared with the school on Tuesday. We had a special chapel on Tuesday, thanking God for this year, giving God the honor and glory for this year. And I want to share it tonight because we have spent much of this year in prayer. We've spent much of this year with concern and in all that's going on. And I think it's time to thank God for this year, for what He has done. We can pray and we can wait on the Lord, but we need to be careful to give Him the praise and the honor and the glory. And there's much to give God praise for tonight. In the midst of all that we have gone through in this past year, it's been a year, right? But I tell you what, God didn't stop working in the midst of it. God was glorified through it all. And so tonight, if you'll take your Bible, turn to Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14. I wish you could have been here Tuesday and heard the testimonies of the young people that they gave regarding this year and thanking God for all the things in this year. They had one that Allison had a little problem with. They thanked God for, because of the circumstances, that they had more time to spend with family. And Allison just, what? More time to spend with Pastor? No, I'm only kidding. That was a joke. I still cannot tell a joke, huh? It hasn't changed, has it? Donnie stands up here, he tells little dry humor jokes, and y'all laugh. Place erupts with laughter, and Pastor gets up and works hard to tell a joke, and nothing. Takes you a few minutes. All right, well, text me later about 2 o'clock in the morning when you get it, okay? All right, but anyways, all right, I'm just not a joke teller, I guess. But anyways, Acts chapter 14, beginning at verse number 1. Let's pray before we begin. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come to You tonight. And Lord, as we open up the Scriptures, Lord, I pray that our hearts would just be filled to overflowing with gratitude to Thee, O God. For Lord, without You, we are nothing. Lord, without You, we can do nothing. But Lord, when You work, Lord, may we give You the praise, honor, and glory as You do work, as You always work, Lord. May we be careful to just praise Your name continually. And we thank You now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude of both of the Jews and also the Greeks believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time, therefore, abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of His grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. You know, as you look at this passage of Scripture, as we look at the events and the circumstances that took place, Paul and Barnabas come to the city, to Iconium, and it says they went into the synagogue of Jews and they preached and they taught. And it says a great multitude believed. Great multitude of Jews and Greeks believed. But then it says this in verse number 2. The unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. And so they go into the city and they're preaching the gospel and they're teaching the gospel and talking with people and in the synagogue. And people are getting saved. But the unbelievers are stirred up against them, and stirred up to the point where they made their minds evil affected against brethren, and it would lead to their being imprisoned and beaten for the faith and those things. But verse number 3 says this: long time, therefore, abode they speaking boldly in the Lord. And even though the circumstances were totally against them, when you look at it from our perspective, the circumstances were good. I mean, they were preaching and people getting saved, but the opposition was just increasing, and it did many times. And you know, the opposition increased in many different ways this year. It was harder to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? It's more difficult, just in all ways, all the circumstances. But look at verse number 3, long time therefore abode. They kept speaking, and they stayed there for a long while, and they were preaching boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that was a result of Acts chapter 1, where the Lord promised that he would, when we receive the Holy Spirit, that he would give us boldness and power to preach the gospel. Acts chapter 4, where they would pray and the Holy Spirit would come upon them and they'd be filled with the Holy Ghost and they would speak the word of God with boldness. But I want you to look at something. I want you to notice in verse number 3 what it gave testimony on. It says it gave testimony to something. It gave testimony. It gave evidence. It gave proof to something. People getting saved and them staying there even in the midst of persecution and even in the midst of all that was going against them, they were still there and still preaching and people still getting saved. It gave proof of something. It gave proof of the word of his grace. And I'm going to come back to that in a minute, but I want to just share with you tonight just three things from this past year that give testimony to the word of his grace. Number one is our church. Our church is we're still here. Amen. We're still here. We're still worshiping the Lord. And God is still working in our midst. God is still working in our midst. And according to so far the calculations from Wednesday night, we're able to give $8,250 to Cape Cod. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right? And that's the Lord. And our church is still going. God is working in the hearts and lives of people. I'm not going to go into all the details, but specific prayers are being answered. God's doing things. We shared Tuesday the chapel that we had Tuesday was a special chapel because it was pretty much exactly 1 year from the day that we had to stop school last spring. And just shut everything down. 1 year. And as everything got shut down, over the summer we were saying, okay, what are we going to do next year? And everybody in the world is scrambling to, what do we do next year? What do we do? We prayed about it. And we said, you know what? We're just going to do the same thing we did last year. We're not going to make any changes. We're not coming up with any super duper plan. We're not having any procedures. We're not doing any different. We're going to do the same thing we do every year at Baptist Bible Academy. We're going to open the doors. We're going to have school, and we're going to let kids be kids and have school. And you should have heard the kids' testimonies this Tuesday, as they were so thankful that they were able to have school just like every other year. We went through a whole school year up until right now, and we have not had to close our school one time, not once, for the virus. Not once have we had to shut down for anything. Not for lack of staffing. That's one of the biggest issues that schools have had and places have had is staffing. You know, the IRS will tell you that. They still haven't done a lot of people's taxes. A lot of you are getting stimulus money. We haven't gotten ours because we filed late last, not late, but we waited on that extension. And I went online and they cashed my check, but they haven't recorded that we filed taxes for 2019. And so I went online and I checked it out and welcome to the world. Everybody else is saying the same thing. And you call the IRS and you know what you get? sorry, can't take your call right now. Have a nice day. And that's because of staffing, because of COVID. We never had one problem with staffing this year. God worked it all out. No issues. That's the Lord, folks. We had church this afternoon up in Willimantic. And up in Willimantic, we had our first missions emphasis for that church. Boy, I tell you what, they did a wonderful job. They did it all themselves. They decorated the place. They dressed up. They sang. They dressed up. They asked me what country I was representing. I'm like this. What country? I said, Puerto Rico. They says, really? I said, yeah. I said, well, I went like this. I says, I went like just a... I says, yep, I'm your Puerto Rican pastor now. Oh, good, good, good. So I quickly had to improvise and dress up like Puerto Rican pastor, Puerto Rico pastor. But they love the Lord. They dress up the whole side of it and said, we love missions. And God blessed. We had 50 people out this afternoon at Willimantic Baptist Church. 50 people. I mean, the parking lot was full. Someone came into the parking lot, couldn't find a spot, and left because there wasn't enough parking. Hey, that's a good problem to have. We were wondering why God hadn't given us a building yet. And I'm beginning to think, I'm beginning to think the building's going to be too small too quick. Maybe the Lord has something better for us. But we had 50 people up there this afternoon. It was just unbelievable, believably unbelievable. It was awesome. We had visitors. We had folks that, from communities that I've ministered to years ago. Young people, teenagers, we probably had a dozen teenagers, a dozen little kids running around, and a bunch of adults. But praise the Lord. But here's a thing that I want us to notice tonight, and I'm not going to be long. I'm going to be very short tonight, because my breath is giving out. But in Acts chapter 14, here's what it gives testimony to. And here's why this is so important. It gives testimony to the word of his grace. I want to repeat that. It gives testimony to the word of his grace. As I told the young people this Tuesday, I says, God blessed. We were able to have the school open all year, but let's be honest, it was not because we had some special plan that was more intelligent and wise and perfect than any other ministry or Christian school. We didn't. It's not because we came up with some super plan and could sell it and say, this is the COVID plan to keep a school open. No. Everybody was trying to come up with a plan. We just said, Lord, we're going to go day by day. Give us wisdom each day to go through the day, and we'll take it one day at a time, and we let the Lord lead. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth all men liberally, and upbraideth not. And we prayed, and we prayed, and we just went, but it wasn't because we had some super-duper plan. It wasn't because we are more special than any other church or Christian school in the world. Although our teachers think we are. They disagreed when they said, we are special. What I meant was, we're no more special to God than any other Christian in the world or any other church that loves the Lord. Every child of God is equally special in his sight. Amen? And it's not because our church was something special in the eyes of God. It's not, the kids laughed at this one. I said, it's certainly not because we're more healthy than everybody else, as I coughed and tried to breathe. No, it's not because we were more healthy. It's not because we did things different or did things better. It's not because we were more powerful or stronger in ourselves, healthier. None of that. It was simply this. God was gracious to us. God was gracious to us. I don't know how many times throughout the course of this year our staff has prayed, our people have prayed, and they just prayed and said, Lord, please, give us another day that we can open the doors and teach our young people. And the spirit in our school right now is just beautiful. It's just amazing. The spirit that the kids have for the Lord Jesus Christ, their love for the Lord, and their love for one another, and it's amazing. But it's the Lord's grace. It's His grace in the school. It's His grace in our church. Yes, we tried to do things right with our church. We tried to separate the chairs, and we tried to do everything right. But let me tell you something. I know a lot of other churches that did things more right than we did, and did things more precise than we did, that had a lot more problems with the COVID than we ever did. And I'll tell you what, I don't care whose church it is, I don't care what you do. It's not because of the policies, it's not because of all these things that we've done. It's because of His grace and nothing else. Because of His grace and nothing else. In Willimantic, it's the same thing. In Willimantic, it's just a beautiful thing because it's their church, and they're inviting their family and their friends out, and it's amazing. And when we stopped the services up there and we started up again, I wondered myself, I said, what's going to be like? How much work are we going to have to do to get this back to where we were? And the Lord said, you're not doing any work. I'm doing all the work. And the Lord did do the work. And our Thursday night Bible studies, we're running about 25 to 30 people on a Thursday night. Just the people came in today and we thought, we got nervous. We thought that we were going to have to order pizza and everything else. And tell you what, if you had seen the amount of food, I mean, we even had Ethiopian rice. This is being broadcast too. And for all you people that are in Willimantic that might be listening, sorry, this is reality. But I hate rice. I told him, I said, you can know your pastor loves you because I hate rice and I still love you folks. So they said, we're going to have rice, but we're going to do it. We'll have Ethiopian rice. I said, what's Ethiopian rice? I still don't know. And I don't know what it tastes like because I didn't try it. But the desserts were good, right, Jared?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah, the desserts were good. But all by the grace of God. And people have gotten saved up there. Just recently, it was a beautiful thing to hear a man get saved. Yeah. Couple of weeks ago on a Thursday night, because he sat there, and Brother Ray Hoover was sharing the gospel, and he used this man Leonard, who comes every week in a wheelchair, motorized wheelchair, every Thursday night, 7 o'clock. And it doesn't matter whether it's dark; the only thing that keeps him away is if it's snowy or icy. Comes tooling down. He lives about 2 miles, 2.5 miles away from the church. And he comes every Thursday night in his motorized wheelchair, plugs it in when he gets there to make sure he's got enough power to get home. And he got saved, and he knows he got saved. And Ray's sitting there, and he turns to this other man, and he says, you know, a couple of months ago, I was sharing the gospel, and I asked Leonard if he wanted to get saved. And Leonard, what did you say? Leonard said, I said, yes. I said, Leonard, what did you do? I called upon the Lord. Leonard, what happened? I got saved. He turns to this guy, Michael. He says, what about you? Well, I want to get saved. That is the most beautiful thing. And so he says, well, Leonard, what should he do? Well, he should believe and pray. Okay. Michael, would you like to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray? Sure. And he said, Pastor, would you like to help him? Sure. Michael prayed. He's been back every service since. Leonard's been back every service. We've had folks coming in and people getting saved, and it's just a beautiful thing. But here's the thing in Acts chapter 14, and this is exciting and encouraging. Because if we were going to write this, we might write, and we might put it this way. In verse number 3, which gave testimony unto his grace. But it doesn't say that. It says it gave testimony to the word of his grace. To the word of his grace. And you know what that does? That takes this account right here that took place a couple thousand years ago, and it brings it down into the reality of 2021. Because they didn't say it gives testimony to his grace. They said it gives testimony to the word of his grace. They're saying, listen, what God has done in our midst, what God has done through people getting saved, what God has done through giving us boldness, what God has done through BBA this year and Lakes Palm Baptist Church and Willimantic Baptist Church this year, it goes further than just giving testimony to his grace. It gives testimony to the word of his grace. In other words, all the things that God said about his grace, it gives testimony to. God has promised his grace would be sufficient. God has promised the exceeding riches of his grace. God has promised the abundance of his grace. God has promised the glory of his grace. God has given his word about his grace over and over and over again. And they said it bear witness. It gave testimony to the fact that what God said about his grace came true in their lives. And here's how it applies. This year, God is giving testimony to the word of his grace in our lives, in the ministries of BBA, in the ministry of Lakes Palm Baptist Church, in the ministry of Willimantic, in the ministry of other churches that we've seen God work. God has given testimony to the word of his grace. And I told the young people, I says, here's how it should apply, and here's what we should learn, and here's what we should glean from it. That in the days ahead, when you and I are facing a difficult challenge, whether it's personal, whether it's family, whether it's beyond that, whether it's church related, you know what we can do? We can go back and we can say, hey, wait a minute. I remember 2021. I remember 2020 and 2021. When the rest of the world thought it was about to end. And God's grace was sufficient and brought us through. Not just barely through, but more than conquerors through. God brought us through. Yeah, listen, folks, he's brought us through better than ever. We are better off financially this year than we've been in a long time. Think about that. And we haven't taken an offering. And guess what? We're not taking offerings anymore. We're just going to keep putting the plate on the back because I don't want the offerings to go down. Right? We put it on the back and the offerings went up. I'm not changing that one, I tell you. All right? I'm going to ask you to change your seats and get back to normal. Y'all moved your seats tonight and got me all confused. I was going to give Ray and Linda a visitor's card tonight. I didn't know who they were because they weren't sitting over here, But you know, it's a testimony to the fact that when God gives us his word about his grace, he's going to be faithful to it. And that means we can look back at this year's, and we can look back at it, and we can look at the struggles, but I tell you what, we'd be better off looking at the testimony of the word of his grace and looking at all the ways that God blessed and all the ways that God worked and all the ways that God did wonderful things. You know, it was just a couple of weeks ago that amazing thing that when I began to get sick in December, the Lord shut down my little skid steer. I don't know, did I tell you this already? He shut it down. He stopped it. He says, you need to rest, and I'm going to take away your toys. You are not going out on that skid steer, and you are not going to. And he shut it down. He stopped it. One afternoon, I was out there, right, Norm? I was out there one day, and I'm on the skid steer. I get off the skid steer. I shut it off. Half an hour later, Norm texted me. And he said, you know, I tried the key in the skid steer, and there's nothing. There's no power. There's nothing. What's up? I came down. I said, well, Norm must have done that. Must be Norm. Must have turned the key the wrong way. I don't know. It works for me. I came down and got that little thing and click, nothing, nothing. Came down a few other times. I said, well, maybe nothing, nothing. So I said, all right, Lord, you don't want me on that machine right now. He says, no, I'm setting you aside for a while. And one way or another, you're going to rest. And so he stopped the machine. So it was just, 2 weeks ago, I think, maybe? 2 weeks ago. And when I started preaching again, it was after I started preaching again, because I did overdo it once. Not that I would ever do that, but I came back and I was feeling somewhat better. And I went out to the skid steer and I said, Lord, could it be? Is it time that we can get this thing going again? Is it good? Can we get going again? And that's how I talked to the Lord. I said, can we get it going again? And I get on that skid steer and I said, you know, I think it's this wire right here. So I got some speaker wire. Now anybody that's a mechanic knows you don't speaker wire. I said, yeah, it's the only wire I could find in the shop. So I attached it down here, attached it up there, turned the key. Vroom. And I said, okay, Lord, it must mean that my vacation is over and you want me to start getting back to work. But that's God's grace, folks. That's God's working. God can take something as simple as a machine and cause it to stop so your knuckleheaded pastor won't use it until the Lord says it's okay again. And that's how great our God is. But that's his grace, is it not? That God can do that. That God can do that. And it's amazing. And the thing is, we should learn from it. We should look back at these 2 years, 2020, 2021, and we say, thank you, Lord, for the word of your grace. And remember it and give him the glory for it. So when we face something else in the years to come, because we will, it'll be something that'll come up again in your life and my life and somewhere down the road. But you know what? You can look back and say, hey, 2020, 2021, God's grace was sufficient. And if it was sufficient then for us personally, for us as a church, as a school, as another church in Willimantic, if God's grace was abundant and it was beyond sufficient, I got to share with you one more. It just we had a gift come in to Willimantic Baptist Church. They had their first missions conference today. We had a gift come into Willimantic Baptist Church. Ray Hoover had shared with them about the fact that they went out and preached the gospel in another village, and they wanted to put up another building, so they were putting up a building here and a building there. And he shared it with them, and we had some gifts come in, one specific gift, but that little church up there gave him a check today for $14,000. Now it was a gift because God's grace worked in someone's heart. And listen, I'll say it again. Church planting is vital, folks. We can't do enough to be behind church planting. You can't do enough to just encourage these guys that are planting churches and be faithful to them and help them along the way. But it's the testimony of the word of his grace. and he gets all the glory. He gets all the glory. And he gets glorified through us, does he not? As we yield and let him work. And I said, you know what? We just got to take time tonight and give God the praise and give God the honor and give God the glory for the great things he's doing. You know, we sing those hymns so many times, but we can't stop. Well, we might stop on the Battle Hymn of the Republic, but, you know, but not on the songs that speak about his glory. To God be the glory. Great things he has done in 2021. Amen. Let's pray.